USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland made his way to Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Republicans very much questioning the AG about Hunter Biden's business dealings, and Republican Senator from Indiana Mike Braun inquires about a special prosecutor being appointed to investigate Biden.
Do we need a special prosecutor to look into the Hunter Biden affair?
The question of whether to have a special counsel is one that is, it's an internal decision making in the department, so I don't want to make any judgments one way or the other.
The U.S. State Department is confirming a temporary return of some diplomats to Ukraine. Spokesman Ned Price saying some members of the embassy team traveled to Lviv on Tuesday. Price saying it's the first step ahead of more regular travel in the immediate future. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The coronavirus is continuing to spread at the White House.
The White House is reporting Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday tested positive for COVID-19. Harris, who is fully vaccinated and received a booster shot back in October, has no symptoms. She will isolate and work from the Vice President's residence in Washington. Should be noted, vaccinated Democrat Senators Chris Murphy from Connecticut and Ron Wyden from Oregon also tested positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Both have mild symptoms. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising home prices are coming close to breaking records. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index for February shows a 19% annual gain in home prices. That's the third highest reading in the index's history. Sunbelt cities, including Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami, show the biggest gains, with Phoenix up nearly 33%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Spring planting season has begun for many farmers, and though their crop prices are higher than they've been in years, the war in Ukraine is causing skyrocketing costs for farmers here in the United States. Farmers are being hit with price hikes across the board in fuel prices and equipment, but especially fertilizer. All of this has people calling it quits when it comes to farming, which has Stephanie Nash, who is a farmer, concerned.
We've seen 45,000 dairy farms go out since 2003. I'm worried for my beef farmers, the processing plants, how four major packers are depending on the price. I'm worried about pretty much all of agriculture. What is our future looking like, and how are Americans going to rally around our agriculture communities? We must support our local agriculture, and we cannot let regulations kill off our food supply.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. No one hit the jackpot in the Powerball on Monday, so Wednesday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $454 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.